from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Wish I could large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. How did your help with your German neighbor go, Leroy?
First of all, I love the way I send my guy messages, and he tries to just roll right into a bit. Right?
It's like my life. Now, my life always rolls into a bit.
First of all, you know my neighbors. You've met them.
Not all of them. I don't remember all your neighbors.
They're not German.
Well, I don't really know, dude.
And you went right into old Mm's house. Like, yo, dummy.
I have a lady from Finland who lives next to me, you know, and so like I don't know. You know, you never know where somebody's journey is gonna take them. What?
Do you do your bit on her?
Not in front of her, no. But with my wife all the time. Especially when it comes to her cats, because she loses her cats all the time. I don't even know if quite frankly, she still has both cats, but she goes, cannot find Kit.
Cats, they come back.
One would think, but she seems
I told you we got a neighborhood cat that just roams the neighborhood, Snickers. Everybody know it's Snickers. Everybody know who you belong to.
Yeah.
You got to bring him back.
One would think that they do always come back, but, you know, she seems always concerned. She seems always concerned. She always is
not concerned enough to keep the ass in the house.
She's but the old can't keep up with animals. She's very old. She's very old. Dude, you know?
Big Spoon.
Yep.
Bless her heart. Lost a turtle.
What do you mean?
So,
like recently?
A while ago. So she thought she was going to do Rebecca a favor and clean her tank. She takes the tank outside, takes the turtle, sits the turtle on the ground. And the turtle
takes off?
Right? How does a turtle escape?
Turtles are weird, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, especially during rainstorms.
The turtle ran away. And she's like, I'm looking for the turtle. I'm like, why would you put the turtle on the ground?
Yeah, we live one.
He's a turtle. He ain't gonna run away.
Turtles are weird, dude. Like, I live next to a shallow part of a canal, and we have a lot of those painted turtles. And there'll be, like, random days where, like, they're just up in our driveway. So they got to get, like, up the hill, over the lawn. And then I don't know if they're just looking for shelter or what they're going for, but like I've woken up. There's been a big ass turtle just on my front porch. I'm like, what are you doing here, dude?
Go put him back?
Yeah, of course.
And then the turtle's probably like, dummy, now I got to do it all over again.
Maybe, but I'm just very impressed that he got up there in the first place.
But how do you, like, she lost a turtle, dude.
That's tough.
I couldn't stop laughing. Like, how does a turtle elude you? It's a turtle.
I lost a couple chinchillas one time.
That's different.
Is it?
Huh?
Is it?
I mean, I don't know of a chinchilla moving like a turtle.
I mean, they're not the most fleet of rodents. Like, they're a little plump, you know?
I mean, okay, but what's the slow animals?
Sloth.
Yeah. It's not like you're losing a sloth.
No.
A sloth would be, if you lost a sloth, that would be equivalent to
having a sloth would be boring. You know, they don't do anything. They're just hanging there. I wouldn't want that as an animal. But I had a chinchilla. His name was Wiggles.
I got to tell you, that animal that we brought in,
that was a lemur. Maui.
A lemur. That was weird.
He had some weird paws.
He had like leather hands.
He had some weird paws on him, man.
Like they were like leather gloves.
All the time. I was like, what the hell is this guy got going on? He was freaking out a little bit, too. You know, he's like, where the hell am I? And then we, of course, had to parade him around the entire studio at that time. This is what you do if you get a lemur. Shout out to our boy Todd from Jungle Queen.
Yep.
Taking us for bringing the lemur in. What a delight that was. Really was fun. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Shout out to Trevor. Trevor sitting in for Frog Boy today. Hello, Trevor. How are you?
We're here. How about that? Are you guys worried already? Because I've been hearing you guys are super cocky after game five and stuff.
I'm very cocky. I'm not worried in the least bit, especially. As I said on the show yesterday, I was in a very dark place down 3-0. But seeing Tkachuk come alive in this series has restored my faith. I feel good.
Okay. And I got to say, shout out to all my green teamers out there because you guys get a parade tomorrow. I got to say that. Shout out to all my green teamers.
Who are the green teamers?
You should know this. Come on, Mr. Heat Culture himself.
Who the hell is a green teamer?
It's the Celtic fans and stuff, green teamers.
How dare you shout out the Celtics fan on this show? What are you doing?
Because they put me in a dark place, too, and I love every Celtic fan I know.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Hey.
They're more passionate than Heat Culture fans.
I don't understand what you're doing. Like, you're coming in here immediately, and you're giving shout outs to the Celtics fans?
Not the best way to be a member. Of the show,
not a great debut, although he can help you with this. If you have a hockey questions, like you have your rules questions all the time you're peppering me with, this is the guy to ask.
No. I ask, listen, I watch these games and...
Oh,
and
do you? You watch all these games. How long have you been watching? Just the last couple of years or the whole time?
No.
What are you heckling?
I've gone to one or two hockey games almost every year.
Okay.
Right? No, listen, hockey is 1,000 times better live.
Agree.
Okay, and... You know, now that the Panthers have been pretty good, I've watched their runs, you know, and I've watched, and there's things I notice, but you have to understand, I look at hockey through football eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one thing that I've been peppering Tobin with is these situations that come up, right? And one of
they're
the
mostly
things that
penalty
I've been
questions.
Annoyed with, Huh?
They're mostly penalty rule questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm like, so I hit him with, and he got mad at me. Hey, I know if it's 5-on-4
mm-hmm.
that there's icing. There's no icing.
There's no icing, correct.
For the shorthanded team. What if both teams are shorthanded? What if it's 4-on-4?
It's 4-on-4, then it's continue on play. That's what it is.
No, but there's you can have icing.
You could, but it's not called all the time. That's a thing. So
right. So see what I'm saying?
See, there's nuance to this, Leroy. And you expect me to know this like I'm Gary Bettman.
But I just
that's the last person you should listen to, by the way. Gary Bettman's the worst commissioner.
I can't wait to boo him. That's like that's a tradition.
I asked him, hey, if it's 4-on-4, can there still be icing? That's it.
Hold on. That's not the only question you've asked me. You've hit me with a parade of them throughout the days, dude. Like,
okay, if I'm watching it and I'm getting into it and I finally like started getting into the rules and stuff like that, then there's certain situations that.
But why do you continue to ask me? I don't understand.
Leroy, you have my number. You could text me, and there's no such thing as a dumb question in the cell phone, anyways.
That's not true.
Evidently, there is, because the idiot I deal with can't answer no hockey questions.
Whatever, dude.
Leroy, send your text messages to me.
Whatever, dude. Go take care.
Here's what I just found out, like this year, that if you, in overtime,
mm-hmm.
go empty net and lose the game, you don't get the point.
That is correct.
Yeah. Like, just stuff like that presents itself, and I'm like, did not know that was even a... You know, it's like if he asked me about the free kick in football, it still exists.
Huh? The drop kick, you mean?
The drop kick?
No, the free kick.
Dude.
So here, listen, in football, say if there's 1 second left to go in the half,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're backed up and you punt the ball out of your end zone and the defense catches it. You can get a free kick. That means you line up basically like a kickoff, and you can kick it like a field goal as long as you catch it.
You've already lost me, dude. You've already right. lost me.
Exactly. It's a weird football rule.
But I wouldn't. This is what you get when you're under Bill Belichick for so long.
But this is the thing, though, dude. I'd never ask you that. I'd never just be like.
You wouldn't
think about it. I'd just move on with my day. But you somehow want clarity.
You don't want to know.
You all of a sudden you want to be the next Barry Melrose.
You're watching this sport. You don't want to know. You don't want to know all the intricacies. And
I usually just listen to the broadcast. I don't know. Like normally
they're usually
describing it just fine.
No, like, their explanations of it are sometimes not accurate.
Listen. This isn't just a playoff thing. You're doing this during the regular season. You hit me too,
right.
And just
so
listen
I can
to
get
Mueller.
Ready for the playoffs.
Give you what he got. All right, dude. Marlins are off today. They're back at it tomorrow. Whatever. Florida Panthers, they're practicing right as we speak over at the Iceplex.
Shouldn't they leave already since they got delayed last time?
I don't know. I don't think the weather's going to be as bad, but why change things up? You know, they had a one-day travel over. It worked out well for them. I know it was a dicey situation, but it worked out good.
That's a long – dude, you think about this, Tobes. Think how we feel when we fly back from Vegas, mm-hmm. when we fly to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They're going twice that distance.
Yep.
Right.
I get you, but like they just did it and had probably are going to have the worst circumstances that they had in the last time around.
I wouldn't
change things up if I were them. Like, if you want to practice here, I think that's the place to do it.
Does Edmonton come down early here?
I don't know.
I think they do. I've seen a lot of Oilers fans coming down really early.
Could it be something as simple as practice? Some place to practice?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the availability. I'm sure that if they had to in Canada, I'm sure they could find a rink.
They got the Rogers place. They could probably practice there.
I'm sure they could probably practice there if they chose to. I'm sure that there are rules like there are in the NBA, I'd imagine.
Right,
like, they're not going to ban you out of the country because you don't get a rink. Like, that's not fair.
I mean,
you can do more. You're like allowed to do morning skate at the opposing arena, or you just go to like some of the colleges, which some people do up north, anyways. So.
Well, that's what I would think. I would think that there's got to be some place where they're allowed in a lot of time, but they prefer to get it down here, get the work in, stay in the sunshine.
That is a long flight.
Let's just say this, dude. They're not going to not have the game. So, like, if the Panthers, let's just say some Yeti grabs them out of the sky and they got to get delayed. It's not like the Stanley Cup's not going to get played, dude. So I think they'll be okay. But yeah, they're at the ice. They're practicing just as we speak. Yeah, they're getting started up there.
Remember, they bad weather. They've moved football games to Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, dude, so, it's going to get in at some point. It's going to get in.
They're not gonna say forfeit.
We're playing for Lord Stanley at some point. This thing ain't getting canceled or moved to a Dakota. Like, it's happening.
They could practice. It's like going up to Montana. That's, you can just practice in University of Montana. Probably.
Yeah, like a halfway. It's like, hey, guys,
that's where it is anyways, if you look on the map.
We're taking a stop. What are we doing? We're going to practice in
Idaho. So that's just north of Montana?
Yeah, way north of Montana.
Way north.
All right, we'll take a quick break. You guys can get at this show on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM. Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Blink-182 is coming to the Caseyus Center with special guest Pierce the Veil. They'll be there tomorrow. We got you one more chance to win some tickets to Blink-182. So keep listening for your chance to win. This is a Live Nation show. So your boy Udonis Haslam, Leroy, he's back on ESPN. Big media star.
He's actually really good at it.
Yeah, he's taking all of Kendrick Perkins stuff. It's great. I love it.
He's a great analyst, Kendrick Perkins. Come on.
At what?
Just awful takes. Come on, Tobin. Come on.
He is going to be replaced by Udonis Haslam and everything. And it's noticeable because they're bringing him back like crazy. I don't think Udonis Haslam planned probably doing it this much this summer. They're like, you know what? This guy's great. Let's bring him back every single show, every single time.
Aren't the Heat people going to be mad about that? Come on.
I don't know. I mean, Pat Riley has already said that he's got to realize he works for the organization, but I think that Udonis Haslam is toeing the line pretty great. But it is an interesting thing because the Heat normally don't like things out there, and they don't usually have the public voices. That's usually reserved only for the Celtics and former Lakers. And so now they're
and
in this
Knicks,
position.
Come on. And the Knicks, come on.
Knicks are out there?
You never know. There's always a Nick out there. Like Wally Zerbiak. He's got a TV job.
I don't think he does. Does Wally Zerbiak have a TV job?
Yeah, he does for MSG. Come on.
But anyway,
I just like, you know, the cool thing about it is like we all knew, UD a certain way.
Yep.
Right. But to hear him give honest opinions about what's going on, right, means that he probably knew more about it than, you know, we thought. Right.
Absolutely. But first, before we get to UD, because he had a take. Got a little could be something, could be nothing for you, Leroy.
No, don't do it.
Oh, dude, I got something. I got to get it to you, all right? So, you familiar with Jimmy Butler, dude?
I would like to get out of the first hour.
Nah, well, listen, we're coming out of the gates with it today, dude, because something happened yesterday on Jimmy's Instagram. He's got a new bit. Jimmy has bits, too, all right? I'm not the only guy who lives their life with bits. Jimmy has bits now on his Instagram. It's not just songs and food questions, all right?
All right.
So, Jimmy Butler is doing a new thing on his Instagram. And one has to wonder, Leroy, is this a message to Pat Riley and the Miami Heat? Because we haven't heard many comments from Jimmy other than when he was trolling at the WNBA game with Cam Brink. So yesterday he's on IG. He's got the, for our radio audience, he's got the Sparks jersey back on. The Los Angeles number 22 Cam Brink jersey.
Cam Brink torn ACL. My WNBA season's over already, so.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But Jimmy had this to say, Leroy, and you tell me. I mean, like, this could be something. It could be nothing. That's why I bring it up to you. You always say, like, I'm jumping to conclusions. But I wouldn't jump to conclusions without running it past you. I mean, I'm going to listen to you. But here's what Jimmy Butler had to say.
I'm choosing to do my words of wisdom every Wednesday now. Don't ask me why. But my first one is, if you say you're going to do something, just do it. Yeah. If you say you're going to do it, just do it. Especially if you're one of my friends. If you say you're going to do something, got to do it. Wednesday's wisdoms or wisdom's Wednesdays. Either way, over and out.
How about that, Leroy? Shot at Pat Riley.
Now, wait.
Let's go.
You know what? I'm big on that. You know that, right? And it has to do with, you know, when you're an athlete, everybody expects you to be where you're supposed to be, do what you say you're going to do, and whatever. Especially when it benefits the other person.
Yeah.
But the shoe doesn't always fit on the other side, right? And so I get really annoyed when people say they're going to do something and don't do it because of the code I had to live by. So I get where he's coming from. Now, I'm going to put an interesting twist on this.
Okay. You know what I like about this initially already? Not dismissive from you, which I like.
Smiling faces with hidden agendas.
Mm-hmm.
Can also apply here. When you look a man in his face and say, we got you, we're going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then situations come up and you kind of waffle on that. Now we're back to where we are.
Agreed.
With what Jimmy is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why I'm going to fight back a little bit. You're making assumptions, which what Jimmy wants, based on his current situation. But he could not be talking about that.
That's true. Listen, he could be talking about.
So that's why he does it, because he knows people like you are going to automatically go to, and then you have plausible deniability.
Absolutely.
Because you can say, that's not what I was talking about.
Well, that's the beauty of cryptic social media work with these athletes.
That is the benefit of having somebody like you doing Miami radio. That's it.
I don't like that you say like me. I think anybody could come to these conclusions. I think I'm just, really? You know, it I'm just here. I'm like bringing it to the people.
You are pretty much the one, Tobin.
Well, I mean, look, you know, if people want to be sheep and they just want to overlook it and pass it as nothing, that's fine. You know,
it's the blind leading the blind. Come on. That's what it is.
If you have this idea that you just want to say, hey, Jimmy Butler's doing a fun thing, that's fine. But we know what time it is, and we are, if I have my math correctly, we're 2 days into this NBA season where their own free agents could get extensions. Is it implausible but that Jimmy Butler is just like, hey, whatever happened to that? Hmm?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This is an honest question. There's no difference in doing it today or July 5th, right? Because you can't sign it until after July 6th.
Well, there's no difference as far as like the money? Yeah, he's going to get the money.
No. What I'm saying is, there is no difference in saying you're going to extend Jimmy today or extend him on July 6th.
Yeah, it's not like Pat Riley's.
Because you can't sign it until July 6th.
Yeah, there's no.
So what's the issue?
Well, I mean, like Pascal Siakam gets his deal like one day after the finals. He's sitting here and goes, it wasn't my deal. That's what.
But again, I asked you that question.
Well, let me ask you this, Leroy. I mean, in all honesty, sure. if Jimmy Butler is putting that out there to send a message to Pat Riley,
you're the only one who has confirmed that.
I haven't confirmed anything. I brought it to the people. That's all I'm doing. I'm right.
I'm
not doing anything other than throwing it out into the ether. That's
you're
it.
Fraud. You're fraud. Here's why.
Minus one.
Yes.
Fraud.
You're something or nothings. Are never nothing.
That's not true, dude. That's not true. I would just call the segment "This is something." If you want to say it's nothing, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Because you don't want backlash from me.
I don't want. I
So you want to try to ease me into the conversation.
I want your input.
When I get mad at you for bringing it up, you go, no. That's why I said something.
Well,
you're doing the same thing Jimmy's doing.
But you didn't say it was nothing.
No. But what I did is I explained the situation from an athlete's perspective, my perspective, and how I feel about that issue. And then I went on to say that you have no idea if that's about Pat. You're making it about Pat.
You're right.
Because of his situation, which is exactly what he wants.
Or he really does want it to be about Pat, and he just wants to have that plausible deniability. See, here's the thing. What if at some point, like you said, what if at some point Pat Riley and him, you know, they went to Prime Italian at some point in the season, right? And they're eating meatballs. And Pat goes, you're a lifer, dude. You're one of my forever guys. Don't you worry, Jimbo. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler not available for the end of the season. Pat gets annoyed. He's rats off a ship because stars never end well. Pat was a little harsh in the media. And Jimmy Butler goes, hey, man, whatever happened to such and such? What if there are conversations we don't know about?
And what if Pat Riley said, the facts have changed, baby?
What?
Pat Riley's falling asleep at the wheel right now. Let's be honest here.
Wait, but again, here's my point. If you can't sign it until July 6th, is he really doing anything wrong right now? Because even if he says, yeah, I'm gonna give you the extension, Jimmy can't sign it.
Oh, I mean, but dude, if we had the news, like if the Heat were jumping at it, you don't think we'd have it out there already that the Heat are gonna give Jimmy Butler his extension? Because like, what's the difference on it? Like, that's the other thing.
There'll be a press conference today at 1 o'clock.
There wouldn't be a press conference, but we for sure would get like the Woj or Shams or whoever bombs that they're in.
Come on, there would be a press conference. Come on,
no, I don't think there would be actually.
Wait, should question.
Be. I don't think there was an there wasn't for his last extension.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
You think they're waiting until after the draft?
No, I don't think they're going to give it to him. Okay. To be honest with you, I think that's probably where they're at right now.
See, I don't – listen, you're going to a place I ain't going.
I know
you – I'm not – because – and I'm a – if you can't – if you don't have to sign it until – you can't sign it. If they said yes yesterday or yes July 5th, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
He can't sign it until the 6th. So why are we putting pressure on to have to make a decision now? That sounds like, you know what? You've been dating a girl for 2 years, right? Everything's going great. She tells you, you got to put a ring on this finger by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but I don't see.
It's weird.
But here's the thing. Pat Riley, when he said that, also said like, well, we don't have to do that because they technically have all year that he's eligible for the extension to sign.
Okay, but I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be that guy.
Yeah, but I don't know.
After July 5th.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're – I don't know what you're the distinguishing thing you're doing there between July 5th with him being officially able to sign it and being offered it. If you're allowed to offer him the deal, you don't think he's taking it?
No, but what I'm saying is this. If you can't sign it until the 6th, you think there's a big deal in offering it him now in July 5th?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it's probably, you've made up, I guess what I would say with this, what's going to change from the time that you offer him the deal to the official day that he can sign
that? That's why I asked you about the draft. All I'm doing is looking for like reasons why they might.
Yeah, not do it. But I don't understand. Like, what about the draft? Are you? What about?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying. To me, like, I get everybody wants it right away,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you can't sign it until July 6th, then why wouldn't the team feel that I have until July 5th? So he's going to be able to sign it. And say, if he says on July 5th, Jimmy, here's your extension, and Jimmy signs it on the 6th, what was the difference?
No, there technically wasn't an official difference.
Okay,
but
then.
But I don't understand why you think like the Pat is going to be sitting here being like, yeah, we just wanted to wait until the official day you can
no,
sign.
No, I don't know. You don't know that either. We don't know. Listen, you're bringing up some could be something or could be nothing,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm saying the issue that Jimmy talks about is something, okay? As it applies to the Heat, I'm really not that concerned about it because it hasn't really become an issue yet. On July 5th, if he hasn't signed, and then July 6th comes along, then it could be an issue and I'm going to raise some eyebrows. Okay, what's going on? But until then, like, what if they were to say, okay, tomorrow we're going to extend Jimmy.
Yep.
Then what? Like.
Well, then it's over. Then the drama's over.
Okay, but there's no drama. It's been 3 days.
I don't know, dude.
How's it drama in 3 days and you've been on the team this long?
The silence.
And technically you have another year.
Silence speaks volumes.
No, not.
Why come out and say
3 days of silence?
Pascal Siakam already
got
paid.
Don't you think we over-exaggerating this a little bit?
That's Indiana, Tobin. Indiana does anything stupid.
Doesn't matter, though. They signed their guy as soon as they could sign their guy.
Then why is it Pat Riley doing it? He's falling asleep at the wheel.
Because that's the point. He's not going to do it. And I think when Jimmy comes out here and says, if you say you're going to do something, if Pat Riley has told Jimmy Butler, you're going to retire with the Miami Heat, Jimmy comes out and he goes, hey, if you say you're going to do something, and he doesn't say Pat, but if he's implying.
D-Wade was a lifer.
Yeah, I know. That's the point, though. Like, what if he said, I'm not going to do to D-Wade what I did to you?
Let me ask you a question. We all have watched Pat Riley work for a long time, right?
Yep.
And let me ask you this. You think pressure is going to make Pat Riley do something he don't want to do? Hmm? Now, let me answer that for you. Hell no.
Did pay Deion Waiters.
So.
And Kelly Olynyk.
And he did get pressured into paying Hassan Whiteside a max.
And
right at midnight.
And paid Kelly Olynyk, too.
That actually wasn't one of the bad ones. It wasn't great, but I mean,
hated his guts.
I've always hated his guts, but it wasn't like as far as like the albatrosses, like that wasn't one of the bad ones. It was weird. I didn't see it coming.
You just hated because he was a green teamer for life and he came down here.
I really want you to stop using the term green teamer. In fact, if you do it again, I'm giving you a minus one.
And like I'm going to give it to myself right now anyway. Like,
I've never heard it in my life. And I really, it irks me to my core.
I've been defending you being a fan of the C's for so long.
I'm not even a Celtic fan.
Let me finish. Okay. But it might get outright physical if you talk about green, whatever that is.
Don't do it.
That's too much. Too much.
The only green teamer we acknowledge here is Marcos Frogboy. That's it.
I got Cedric Maxwell on the phone right now anyways.
All right, take a break. Back after this.
New York City. You are now rapping.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Did y'all get that hard, like, 15-minute rain yesterday? It was terrible.
It was terrible this morning, dude. It was like, as soon as I walked out of my house, crazy sideways rain, and then that just destroys everybody driving.
It was
here.
Gross on 95. I wanted to like lose my you know what.
There was a fire on the turnpike as you were getting off here, so I had to like go sawgrass the whole way today. Anyway, what
that's
do you got?
The better way, honestly.
What do you got, Leroy?
So winds are out of the east at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. Those clouds are humming. It is mostly cloudy with some sun poking through. So look for those showers this evening. And I would say it's about 85 degrees. It's been a little bit cooler than that heat wave we had a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
But the showers are still there. Still a little humid. Other than that, you know the routine this time of year.
Yep. Get ready. Get your galoshes ready.
Yep.
That's what it's going to be like. We got tropical storms there. We're at the A's. We're starting this thing up. Get ready.
Yeah, there's one in Texas right now,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Alberto, I believe.
It is Alberto.
We're going to talk later on in the show to John Michaels. He's the morning show host at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Reason being, we want to get in on this Trae Young thing that really was polarizing amongst Heat fans, and Leroy really got mad at me about this yesterday. I don't understand why, Leroy, because the people were with me yesterday, according to my poll. We had it was a 55-45 split for Trae Young. And I didn't even say like, hey, trade the farm for Trae Young. It was really just a tickle your fancy if it just became a thing. And, you know, it's, I get why it's polarizing. The Heat kicked his ass. You feel like you're going to like a plan C here.
Wait a minute. What?
Here's what I hate about all these conversations. You were leading the charge.
Guilty.
At least I voted no for this, by the way. At least I voted no.
And now you're the guy?
I told you yesterday, and is going to be my theme throughout the summer, because I already had my year cleanse where I wouldn't wail. And I
have... Is he a whale?
Yeah, he's a whale. He's a whale. No. Three-time All-Star? He's absolutely a whale.
If you don't
consider that a whale... You're being very whale stingy. Like, I don't understand.
He does not represent anything right for Miami. He's just loser franchise guy anyways. He plays in Atlanta.
That's where you got to take the advantage, though. You got to be able to pluck the bones. People would have said the same thing about Kristaps Porzingis. Would they have not? Loser franchise guy.
Kristaps Porzingis is a tall white guy anyways. He can shoot the three occasionally. That's why.
You're lashing out, and you're not really giving my answer, though.
An answer, and you will like it anyways.
You're not giving me an answer.
Wait, but the difference between Kristaps Porzingis and Trae Young is people have still traded valuable stuff to get Kristaps Porzingis.
They traded a bag of donuts for him, Leroy. Didn't give up nothing for him.
The tools that he has, though, when healthy.
I thought your answer was going to be for Trae Young. Is the difference between Kristaps Porzingis and Trae Young is you need like four Trae Youngs to make a Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be your way.
No.
But we're just going to ask John about it because, like, yeah, there is a lot of fodder out there in Atlanta of what's going on. But speaking of fodder.
Can we ask him about the Braves, too? Because I love to see the pain of the Braves.
I will not ask a
Bears. You can fly him over in a mini jet.
I will not ask a Braves question. But
you won't need extended seating.
Udonis Haslem. We were mentioning this. So Udonis Haslem, he was on NBA Today. Love him. And Udonis Haslem, this is why I love UD, right? He just calls it like he sees it. And was asked about this whole Donovan Mitchell thing because to Leroy's point, what's the big deal? He can't officially sign his extension. He's in France right now. Although I feel like they could docu-sign it if they wanted to. But he hasn't signed his extension either, Leroy. Very noticeable.
Did they offer it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Call up Ken Cameron, Lee.
Here is Udonis Haslem on NBA Today.
If he was going to stay in Cleveland, then why doesn't he sign the extension? If you're trying to get free agents and you're looking to improve your team and get ready for the future, then the best thing to do is have your best player already signed. So when you pitch it to these guys, hey, come to Cleveland. This is what we're trying to do. We already got Donovan Mitchell. This is the future. So I don't know if he's really interested in going back to Cleveland. I don't think Cleveland is his first choice. I think he might really want to get out of Cleveland. If you look back when he was traded to Cleveland, Cleveland wasn't even on his radar of teams where he wanted to go. It was New York. It was another team down south somewhere. I ain't going to say no name, but it was other teams that he was talking about going to. So Cleveland was never on a list of teams that he really wanted to go to in the first place.
Wow. Just laying it out there.
But what's the same thing with Dame, though?
It is the same. Well, it's different with Dame because Dame had 4 years left on his deal. If Donovan Mitchell doesn't sign his extension, he has leverage as far as like, hey, I could tell any team that you'd try to trade it to, I ain't staying there.
All right, can I ask another question?
Yep.
And this is a question that has to do with the team, right? At what point do you get tired of adding pieces in December and in January to try to compete for a championship? You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of these teams are making these trades in January or in December, and you really can't build your team for that year anyway.
Certainly not with stars, it's tougher. Like, it's usually, right. And it's so, usually if you like, add a couple role at, guys or something like that, that's a
right,
lot easier.
Right, but I'm saying with the stars. So, like, are we at a position now where the teams that will be willing to trade for these guys aren't going to be teams that are competing for a championship that year anyway? And it actually, you might be going to a worse spot.
Yeah, I think that's probably why he wants to make his choice now and, like, would like to get all that drama away. And I think Cleveland would, too. Like, you don't want that hanging over. Because, yeah, they could roll the dice and be like, oh, you're going to leave? Okay, we'll just run this out and do the KD thing and we'll play this. Hopefully we get a couple things to break our way this year. And that's the front they're going to probably put up. But, I mean,
That's the Kawhi thing because it worked one time.
Well, the Kawhi thing was the Spurs did trade him away, but like
it worked one time where the guy didn't really want to go there, but he went there. And
okay, I get you. And also, they didn't really like they traded for DeMar DeRozan. Like, I think if you're hopeful that you get Donovan Mitchell and you get him to where he wants to go, you have a more amicable trade. Maybe you feel like you get more in the trade for right. him. Mm-hmm. But this kind of goes back to what we were saying a couple weeks ago that you poo-pooed. And that is, I told you Bam Adebayo was up to something, dude. I told you he was up to something. And this is classic Udonis Haslam getting it from the grapevine from Bam Adebayo. I'm telling you right now, he knows something's up there. You don't just go on television and say something like that and feel like you have nothing. You're going off of nothing. Of course he knows what's going on there.
But did they – here's my other question. We've all talked about how Donovan hasn't signed the extension.
Yep.
We've never heard whether Cleveland offered him the extension yet.
Ask Jay Crawford. Go text your boy. He knows.
See, how's he doing right now? I know he's sad about Ohio State already.
Oh no, I'm letting him feel the heat. I'm letting him feel the heat about
every
that.
Day. Ask him to ask Dan Gilbert because we're all blocked. He won't answer us.
But I'm not blocked, by the way.
Well, then you got to get your badge. You got to get your South Florida badge of honor.
I don't want that South Florida badge of honor. I'm already blocked by other cool people already.
Take a quick break. Back after this. All right, take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Did y'all get that hard, like, 15-minute rain yesterday? It was terrible.
It was terrible this morning, dude. It was like, as soon as I walked out of my house, crazy sideways rain, and then that just destroys everybody.
It was
here.
Gross on 95. I wanted to like lose my you know what.
There was a fire on the turnpike as you were getting off here, so I had to like go sawgrass right. the whole way today. Anyway, what
that's
do you got?
The better way, honestly.
What do you got, Leroy?
So winds are out of the east at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. Those clouds are humming. It is mostly cloudy with some sun poking through, so look for those showers. This evening, and I would say it's about 85 degrees. It's been a little bit cooler than that heat wave we had a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
But the showers are still there. It's still a little humid. Other than that, you know the routine this time of year.
Yep. Get ready. Get your galoshes ready.
Yep.
That's what it's going to be like. We got tropical storms there. We're at the A's. We're starting this thing up. Get ready.
Yeah, there's one in Texas right now,
yep.
right?
Yep. Alberto, I believe.
It is Alberto.
We're going to talk later on in the show to John Michaels. He's the morning show host at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Reason being, we want to get in on this Trae Young thing that really was polarizing amongst Heat fans, and Leroy really got mad at me about this yesterday. I don't understand why, Leroy, because the people were with me yesterday, according to my poll. We had it was a 55-45 split for Trae Young. And I didn't even say like, hey, trade the farm for Trae Young. It was really just a tickle your fancy if it just became a thing. And, you know, it's I get why it's polarizing. The Heat kicked his ass. You feel like you're going to like a plan C here.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
What?
Here's what I hate about all these conversations. You were leading the charge.
Guilty.
At least I voted no for this, by the way. At least I voted no.
And now you're the guy?
I told you yesterday, and is going to be my theme throughout the summer, because I already had my year cleanse where I wouldn't wail, and I have...
Is he a whale?
Yeah, he's a whale. He's a whale. No. Three-time All-Star? He's absolutely a whale.
If you don't
consider that a whale, you're being very whale stingy. Like, I don't understand.
He does not represent anything right for Miami. He's this loser franchise guy anyways. He plays in Atlanta.
That's where you got to take the advantage, though. You got to be able to pluck the bones. People would have said the same thing about Kristaps Porzingis. Would they have not? Loser franchise guy.
Kristaps Porzingis is a tall white guy anyways. He can shoot the three occasionally. That's why.
You're lashing out, and you're not really giving my answer, though.
I'm giving you an answer, and you will like it anyways.
You're not giving me an answer.
Wait, but the difference between Kristaps Porzingis and Trae Young is people have still traded valuable stuff to get Kristaps Porzingis.
They traded a bag of donuts for him, Leroy. Didn't give up nothing for him.
The tools that he has, though, when healthy...
I thought your answer was going to be for Trae Young. Is the difference between Kristaps Porzingis and Trae Young is you need like four Trae Youngs to make a Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be your way.
No.
But we're just going to ask John about it because, like, yeah, there is a lot of fodder out there in Atlanta of what's going on. But speaking of fodder.
Can we ask him about the Braves, too? Because I love to see the pain of the Braves.
I will not ask a Bears.
You can fly him over in a mini jet.
I will not ask a Braves question. But
you won't need extended seating.
Udonis Haslem, we were mentioning this. So Udonis Haslem, he was on NBA Today. Love him. And Udonis Haslem, this is why I love UD, right? He just calls it like he sees it. And was asked about this whole Donovan Mitchell thing, because to Leroy's point, what's the big deal? He can't officially sign his extension. He's in France right now. Although I feel like they could docu-sign it if they wanted to. But he hasn't signed his extension either, Leroy. Very noticeable.
Did they offer it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Call up Ken Cameron, Lee.
Here is Udonis Haslem on NBA Today.
If he was going to stay in Cleveland, then why doesn't he sign the extension? If you're trying to get free agents and you're looking to improve your team and get ready for the future, then the best thing to do is have your best player already signed. So when you pitch it to these guys, hey, come to Cleveland. This is what we're trying to do. We already got Donovan Mitchell. This is the future. So I don't know if he's really interested in going back to Cleveland. I don't think Cleveland is his first choice. I think he might really want to get out of Cleveland. If you look back when he was traded to Cleveland, Cleveland wasn't even on his radar of teams where he wanted to go. It was New York. It was another team down south somewhere. I ain't going to say no name, but it was other teams that he was talking about going to. So Cleveland was never on a list of teams that he really wanted to go to in the first place.
Wow. Just laying it out there.
But what's the same thing with Dame, though?
It is the same. Well, it's different with Dame because Dame had 4 years left on his deal. If Donovan Mitchell doesn't sign his extension, he has leverage as far as like, hey, I could tell any team that you'd try to trade me to, I ain't staying there.
All right, can I ask another question?
Yep.
And this is a question that has to do with the team, right? At what point do you get tired of adding pieces in December and in January to try to compete for a championship? You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of these teams are making these trades in January or in December, and you really can't build your team for that year anyway.
Certainly not with stars, it's tougher. Like, it's usually, right. if you add a couple role guys or something like that, that's a
right,
lot easier.
Right, but I'm saying with the stars. So, like, are we at a position now where the teams that will be willing to trade for these guys aren't going to be teams that are competing for a championship that year anyway? And it actually, you might be going to a worse spot.
Yeah, I think that's probably why he wants to make his choice now and like would like to get all that drama away. And I think Cleveland would too. Like, you don't want that hanging over, because yeah, they could roll the dice and be like, oh, you're going to leave? Okay, we'll just run this out and do the KD thing and we'll play this. Hopefully we get a couple things to break our way this year. And that's the front they're going to probably put up. But I mean,
that's the Kawhi thing, because it worked one time.
Well, the Kawhi thing was the Spurs did trade him away. But like, I'm talking about it worked
one time where the guy didn't really want to go there, but he went there.
Yeah, okay, I get you. And also, they didn't really, like, they traded for DeMar DeRozan. Like, I think if you're hopeful that you get Donovan Mitchell and you get him to where he wants to go, you have a more amicable trade. Maybe you feel like you get more in the trade for right. him. Mm-hmm. But this kind of goes back to what we were saying a couple weeks ago that you poo-pooed. And that is, I told you Bam Adebayo was up to something, dude. I told you he was up to something. And this is classic Udonis Haslam getting it from the grapevine from Bam Adebayo. I'm telling you right now, he knows something's up there. You don't just go on television and say something like that and feel like you have nothing. You're going off of nothing. Of course he knows what's going on there.
But did they – here's my other question. We've all talked about how Donovan hasn't signed the extension.
Yep.
We've never heard whether Cleveland offered him the extension yet.
Ask Jay Crawford. Go text your boy. He knows.
See, how's he doing right now? I know he's sad about Ohio State already.
Oh no, I'm letting him feel the heat. I'm letting him feel the heat about
every day. Ask him to ask Dan Gilbert because we're all blocked. He won't answer us.
But I'm not blocked, by the way.
Well, then you got to get your badge. You got to get your South Florida badge of honor.
I don't want that South Florida badge of honor. I'm already blocked by other cool people already.
Take a quick break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.